Okay, we're holding towards the very end of Birchas HaShachar. We say at the end of the long bracha after Hamav Yishenu, we say V'sigmaleinu chasadim tovim. V'sigmaleinu chasadim tovim means that Hashem should give us, Hashem should bestow upon us chasadim tovim, great kindness. A lot of good chasadim. And then we end off Baruch Atah Hashem goymel chasadim tovim la'amo Yisrael. So let's just take the first few words. V'sigmaleinu chasadim tovim. Hashem should give us chasadim tovim. So Tosis in Brachas says, on Daf Memvav Amud Aleph, Tosis says that all Brachas are supposed to have Mei Ein Psichasan Samuch L'Chasimasan. Supposed to have, similar to the Psicha of the Bracha, to the beginning of the Bracha, Samuch L'Chasimasan, before the Chasima. In other words, right before the words Baruch Atah Hashem, let's say by Rifa'enu, we say Kikel Malach Rifa'en Eman V'Rachamanata, we talk, again, Mei Ein, the beginning of the Bracha. So over here, what do we have? We start the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Adam. Hamavir Sheino Meinoi, Hashem removes sleep from our eyes. And then after the whole Yiratzin, we say, V'sigmaleinu Chasadim Tevim. So where do we have, Me'ein Psichasan, similar to removing sleep, Samach L'Chasimasan. So based on this, Tosis and Bracha says, that's the pshat in V'sigmaleinu Chasadim Tevim. That Hashem should continue to give us chasadim tovim. Which great chasadim are we talking about? There are all different types of chasadim, different things that we need. So the Tosfos in Bracha says that these words, v'sigmaleinu chasadim tovim, is referring to the great kindness of Hashem waking us up every morning and giving us a feeling of being rested and refreshed every morning as we start the day. We went to sleep very tired, and we're just going to sleep. Hashem does the neis and is mechadesh our koyach. So again, in the words of Sigmaleinu Chasadim Tovim, maybe you wouldn't be able to see that we're talking dafka about this type of chesed. But says Taisus and Brachas, Daf Membav Meralef, that since you need Me'ein Psichasan Samach L'Chasimasan, so that must be the pshat over here in this brach, that Hashem does for us Chasadim Tovim, and we're saying V'sigmaleinu Hashem should continue in the future, just like He woke us up this morning, He should continue to wake us up every morning. V'sigmaleinu Chasadim Tovim. And if you look at the Avodram right over here on this Tefillah, he says this as well. He says, V'sigmaleinu chasadim min tovim means the chesed of Hashem waking us up, rested and refreshed every morning, which is a great neis. And the pshat is like Tosis and Brachas, that then it's me'ein psichasan that we said, Hamav Yishenu me'einoi. So the Tefillah is Hashem should continue to do this chesed like He did for us today. However, in the Sidur Hagra, the Pirush of the Siach Yitzchak, who we quoted many times specifically in this bracha, is ma'arich on almost every word. So the Siach Yitzchak says that the pshat is a little bit different. Chasadim tovim does not refer to the specific chesed that we're asking Hashem to wake us up every morning. We're talking in general. Chasadim, the general term, terminology of chasadim, is kindness, that Hashem in general does kindness for us. So we're asking Hashem to continue to give us kindness. What's the special expression over here? Chasadim tovim, good kindness, great kindness. What kindness is not good? So he says over here a very important yisoid. We're asking that Hashem should do us chasadim. But not everything that we request, not everything that we ask Hashem, should Hashem do. Hashem should do the things for us only that are ultimately for our good. Hashem knows what's good for us. But sometimes we think we know what's good for us, and we ask Hashem for a specific thing, and it's not really the best thing in the long run. L'mashal, a person is involved in a shidduch, and he daven to Hashem that this shidduch should work. It seems like the right one, and he daven to Hashem that it should work. If Hashem would listen to his tefillah and make this shidduch work, it could be it'll mess him up. It could be this is the woman who will ruin his life, and this is someone who's never going to have children, and this is someone that's not the best one for him, and he has no idea. He thinks after 3 dates or after 10 dates that this is the one that's for him. He doesn't know. So he shouldn't daven to Hashem for a specific one. So the idea is that when a person davens, he himself doesn't even know what's the best thing. A person is applying for a certain job, and he davens to Hashem before the interview that he should get the job. Do you know if this job is going to be good? Maybe the whole place is going to go out of business in 2 months. So you never daven for a specific shidduch, a specific job. But we ask Hashem, v'sigmaleinu chasadim tovim, Hashem should not fulfill all our bakashas. Hashem should give us the chasadim that are tovim, that are ultimately good for us. Not all the chasadim that we ask for, but chasadim tovim, the good ones. And the truth is, this yisoid is a yisoid that we have to carry with us through life. The Nesivos has a sefer, al ha-Torah, called Nachlas Yaakov. And he writes over there, in the Nachlas Yaakov, in Parshas Ekev, he's talking all about tefillah. And he says there, this idea, that ein adam yodeya ma toivloi. Important lesson to know. Thinking about ourselves, you think we know it all. Ein adam yodeya ma toivloi. A person doesn't even know what's the best thing for him. And therefore, the best nusach, the best content of a tefillah, is when a person says to Hashem, v'hatoiv be'einecha aseh. whatever is good in your eyes, v'hatoyv b'einecha asei, that's what you should do. Instead of asking for specific things, which is really what the Siyach Yitzchak is telling us also, don't daven for specific things. And in this tefillah in the morning, we're saying chasadim toivim, only the chasadim that are really ultimately good for us. But a person should not daven for specific things. A person should daven in general, v'hatoyv b'einecha asei. And he brings the Gemara in Brachas, the Nesivis brings, that the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, says that if a person is in a place where he can't daven the full Shemoneh Esrei, there's wild animals running around or list him, he's only able to daven a tefillah ketzara. So it says there, the nusach of the tefillah ketzara, it's only like one or two lines, and one of the main phrases in the tefillah ketzara is, v'hatoiv b'einecha asei. Mamish that lashon that the Nesiva says, actually the Nesiva doesn't bring this Gemara, this is just time. The Nesiva says that the lashon that a person should daven, v'hatoiv b'einecha asei, so I put it together with this Gemara. The Gemara says such a nusach in the nusach of the Tefillah Ketzara is V'hatoiv b'einecha asei. And on that Gemara, the Maritzchias, it's one of the Achreinim in the back of the Gemara, the Maritzchias in Brachas and Daf Chof Tes Mabez, brings that's what it says in the Svarim. He brings from the Sefer Ikrim, which is from Yishayim, that the nusach that a person should daven, a person, let's say, he shouldn't daven for specific things, Sefer Ikrim says. Because he doesn't know, a person, let's say, is married for a few years, he doesn't have children, and he davens for children. You know if that's the best thing for you to have children, maybe the children you have will be chas v'shalom, rebellious like Avshalom, and will ruin a person's life. Person davens for wealth, a lot of times person davens for parnasa. What do you, maybe if a person becomes a wealthy person, that's going to be the start of having a bad life, the start of him going off the derech. Nobody knows what things are going to happen. So of course, we have our ideas, what we think is good. But l'maisa, the best type of tefillah, says the Sefer Ikrim, and that's the pshat there in v'hatoiv b'enecha asei, is mamish those words. If you don't remember those words, so you say similar words. But the idea is that Hashem should give us what's really best, what's really ultimately good for us. Famous nusach that we say every month. Yes?
In the short field, you said one of the things we mentioned is this.
Is v'atoiv b'enecha asei. Right, those words that the Nesiva says is the key to tefillah. V'atoiv b'enecha asei. Whatever is the best thing for us, in your eyes, that's what you should do. So in Birchas HaChodesh, we say it every month when we bench Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, we say, Chaim, Hashem should give us a life of everything, Torah and Yerushalayim, Anoisha, Bechavit, everything. Then we say, Chaim, Shimali Hashem, Mishalis Libeinu L'Toivu. What does that mean at the end? Hashem should fulfill all of our requests, L'Toivu, for good. It's a very strange lashon. Hashem should fulfill all of our requests. But we say, L'Toivu, Hashem should fulfill them for the good, while we're asking for bad things. So there's a Rashash in Brachas, in a different place in Brachas, it also mentions a similar nusach. Rashash and Brachas Taf Kazayin Amabez says that the bracha that we say, that nusach, Sheimale Hashem, Meshalis Libeinu L'Toivah, is Mishum D'yesh Davar, Asher Yistame L'Odam Shehu Toivosai, Ube'emes Hu L'Ra'asai. Sometimes a person thinks that something is good and really it's bad. So therefore we say, Meshalis Libeinu L'Toivah, Ratzalaymar, Asher Yodata Shehi Toivah Mukhletas. That you know that that's the ultimate good. Mamish T'Yisai, that was saying from a lot of Makairis, that sometimes a person doesn't know what's good. But that's what we say. Sometimes I know a lot of people that do this. After any tefillah, after any tachman, after any tilam, I mean, and any bakasha that they have about a sick person, they say these words, Hashem Shri Yomali Kol Mashalas Libeinu L'Toivah. And that's the idea of Hatoiv Beinecha Asei, that Hashem should answer all of our tefillahs L'Toivah if it's ultimately good for us. HaKopanim, that's the pshat over here, according to the Siyach Yitzchak, when we're saying at the end of the tefillah, the end of the brachas, thanking Hashem for everything good that He does, and continuing to ask, Ha'gileinu b'sarasecha, davkeinu b'sarasecha, all the important things for our day, we end with sigmaleinu chasadim tovim, all the chasadim that Hashem does to us, should not be according to what we understand is good, but according to what Hashem understands is good, v'atoiv b'einecha asei, and those are the chasadim tovim that will truly be beneficial for us throughout the day. Siyach Yitzchak says that based on this, we understand the end of the bracha. How do we end? What are the next words? Baruch Atah Hashem, Hagomel Chasadim Tovim La'amo Yisrael. Hagomel, different nuschos. Hagomel Chasadim Tovim La'amo Yisrael. So what does that mean? That Hashem is the one who is Gomel Chasadim Tovim, who does great Tovim La'amo Yisrael. That's interesting. Why do we say La'amo Yisrael? Hashem does Chasadim Tovim even to the Goyim. Why do we mention Dafka over here, Klal Yisrael? So the Siach Yitzchok says, based on his pshat, it's very meduyik why we mention Klal Yisrael. He says, because this hanhaga, that Hashem answers us according to what He knows is ultimately good for us, but not according to what we ask for, but what Hashem knows is ultimately good for us, that is hanhaga that Hashem uses in treating Klal Yisrael. But by the Goyim, even when Hashem listens to their tefillahs, if they ask for something, so Hashem will do it, if Hashem wants to answer their tefillah, but not necessarily the toivah, not necessarily what's ultimately good for them. He brings a Rashi in Malachim. Very interesting Rashi to know. Rashi in Malachim Aleph, by the Binyan Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built. So it says there that Shlomo HaMelech in Peraches, Malachim Aleph Peraches, Shlomo HaMelech had a tefillah that every tefillah that is prayed at the side of the Beis HaMikdash should be answered. And Shlomo HaMelech says an interesting pasuk that even a Nachri, even a Goy that davens in the Beis HaMikdash, his tefillah should be answered. It's an interesting thing. Shlomo HaMelech is davening not just that the Yidin's tefillah should be answered, but also Goyim's tefillah should be answered in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi says over there that there's a big difference between Shlomo HaMelech's wording by the Goyim and by the Yidin. He says that by the Goyim, Shlomo HaMelech says, and there in Pasuk Mem Gimel, Shlomo HaMelech says, V'asisa k'chol asher yikra eilecha hanochri. Again, V'asisa you should do, k'chol asher yikra eilecha hanochri. Anything that the Nochri asks for, that's what you should do. Whereas by the Yid, a few psukim before that, in Pasuk Lamed Tes, Pasuk says, V'nasata lo ish k'chol d'rochav, Hasher teida es levavoy. Get the nusach haPasuk afterwards if you want. But v'nasata lo ish k'chol d'rochav hasher teida es levavoy. That you know his heart, that you know in your ultimate knowledge, in your infinite knowledge, what's the best thing for him. And Rashi says over there that that's the difference between a Goy and a Yid. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, the place where a person is supposed to be answered his tefillahs, a Goy, Hashem listens to the words that the Goy says. If the Goy says, I want this, Hashem will give him this. Whether it's good for him or not, the Goy asks for it, in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem will give it to him. But by a Yid, no, Asher Teda Es Levavoy, only something that you know is ultimately good for him, that will be the way you should answer the tefillahs of a Yid. And therefore says the Siach Yitzchak, when we say, V'sigmaleinu chasadim tovim, you should do us these chasadim tovim, the chasadim, only the ones that are good, we end off, Hagimel chasadim tovim, la'amo Yisrael, because this is taka, what Rashi says, is the hanhoga that Hashem treats Klal Yisrael with, as opposed to the goyim. The truth is, once I saw the Siach Yitzchak, I was thinking that l'chayr, there's a problem, according to the other pshat, which is in Rishonim, Taisus and Brachos, Avadram, they say, what's V'sigmaleinu chasadim tovim? And Hashem should continue to do us the favor of Ma'avisheinu Me'einu, of waking us up in the morning, just like Hashem wakes us up in the morning that we're davening this, so too in the future. So why does it end? Gamel chasadim tovim la'amo Yisrael. Hashem doesn't just wake up Yidden, Hashem wakes up Goyim. This is a favor that Hashem does for all of mankind. So why are we mentioned here, Goyim chasadim tovim la'amo Yisrael? So it could be because, Pasha, we don't care about the Goyim. We're not davening that Hashem should continue to wake up the Goyim. So he won't wake up the Goyim. We're davening Hashem should continue to wake up the Yidden. That is possible. But HaEmes Yair Dakoi, if you look in the Avadram himself, he's talking not Goyim, the Nusach HaTfilah, the way we have it. It says there in the Avadram, how does he end the Bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem, HaGemel Chasadim Tovim. It's the end of the Bracha. It doesn't say Lama Yisrael. It doesn't have the Girsa. I looked around. I saw that the Rambam in Hilchos Tfilah has that Girsa. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet, the Rambam goes through the whole Nusach HaBracha, V'hir Etzem Ofanecha, and he ends off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gomel Chasadim Tevim, doesn't say Lamo Yisrael. The Rif also at the end of Brachas, the very end of Brachas, the Rif and the Rambam had this Girsa like the Avadram, so then it's no problem. Then you could say that the Chesed is the Chesed of waking us up, and we're saying Hashem is Gomel Chasadim Tevim, he wakes people up every day, nothing to do with Lamo Yisrael. But according to our Nusach that we say, Gomel Chasadim Tovim La'amo Yisrael, the Pshat would seemingly be like the Siach Yitzchak, that we're talking about these Chasadim Tovim that Hashem does the good to us only when it's ultimately good for us, and that's only La'amo Yisrael and not for the Goyim. Again, it's not Muchach that it has to be this Pshat, it could be the Pshat of the Avodah and Tosfos, and still we're davening for Hashem waking us up, the Yidden up, and not necessarily the Goyim. But Al-Kapanim, it's interesting that the Avodah himself is Taka not Goyris, the words La'amo Yisrael. But our nusach is Hagamel Chasadim Tevim La'amo Yisrael. So those are the two basic pshatim that we have here in these final words. There is another pshat. We usually don't get involved in too many pshatim, but l'maisa, it's an important pshat to mention. It's a pshat that's mentioned in Rishonim, and it's also a very important yesod in life. The pshat is by the Rebbe of the Ramban, who we've quoted a few times. He has a siddur called the Reba Rabbi Yochar, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yochar. His siddur is printed, and he has a pirush on most of the words of tefillah. And he says over here, what's pshat for sigmaleinu chasadim tovim? Good kindness, great kindness. So the Reba Rav Yochar says, he brings a Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma is in next week's Pasha, and Pasha's Mishpatim, Ois Tesvav. And the Medrash says that when a person gives tzedakah to an ani, say you give him a pruta, you give him a dollar or something, so Hashem says, don't think I'm just going to pay you back a dollar. No, what did you do to the ani? You gave him money, you gave him chiyus, you gave him life, you did him such a good favor. So you know what I'm going to do? Says Hashem to the person who does a favor, who does a chesed, l'machar, in the future, Bincha ibitcha ba'an lidei chayli v'lidei misa. Chas v'shalom, your son or your daughter could come to lidei chayli, sickness, the misa, deathly illness. V'ezgar ani lahem, and I will remember for them as ha-mitzvah she'asisa ema'ani. Then I'll remember for them the mitzvah that their father or grandfather did for the ani, for the poor person. U'matzal ani oisam min ha-misa. And I will save them from the misa. What does that mean? Seems that the Rebbe Rav Yochar is explaining, based on this Medrash Tanchuma, that the Pshat in Gomel Chasadim Toivim is that Hashem does kindness, He does chesed for us, Toivim in the most opportune time, in the best time. What does that mean, a great kindness? Not just, like we were saying before, that whatever is ultimately good for us, He does do, and whatever not, He doesn't do. For Sigmaleinu Chasadim, Hashem should do us Chasadim, Toivim in the best time, in the most opportune time. As the Medrash says, sometimes a person gives an ani a dollar, Hashem pays him back the next day that he finds a dollar on the street. It's very nice. He'll pocket it and he'll forget about it. But if Hashem says, oh, you gave the ani chiyus, mitzvah Hashem, in 60 years, if there's ever a problem in the family, I'll give chiyus to you because of that mitzvah that you did to the ani, that's something that's the chasadim tevim, that's the best way that a person could get paid back for the chasid. So the Rebbe Rabbi Yochar says, that's the pshat when we say, v'sigmaleinu chasadim tevim. That's the chasadim tevim. And the truth is that already this week's parasha, and parasha's Yisrael, there's an arachayim HaKadosh that says, kemat the same Yisrael. When it says in the Aseres Hadibros, it says that Hashem is oisei chesed la'alafim, which means that Hashem does favor for thousands. What does that mean? For thousands of generations. La'alafim. Hashem does chesed, if someone does chesed, for many, many generations. So the Aruch Chaim says it doesn't just mean that Hashem does chesed for many generations. He says Hashem sometimes just does chesed for you, pays you back for a chesed that you do. Sometimes He pays you back only many generations later. Says the Aruch Chaim, it's in Parashas Yisrael, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Vav, and Perachav Pasuk Vav, and it says there in the Arachayim that Hashem is Boicher Eloi, Hashem chooses Oifen Pira'ayin Haneis Loi L'doireis, a way to pay you back, which is the most appropriate way and the best way for many generations. For Hoylechu Pirea, B'chol Dor Asher Yitzdarech Elov, Hashem pays in each generation what they need. A person does a chesed, he does it a great favor, so Hashem will pay him back when he needs it. If he never comes to a time where he needs it, Hashem may pay his back, his children, grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, all because of the Zoyche Chastayavos, of the chesed that the father did, until 1,000 generations. And the truth is, when a person thinks about this, it's a gevaldik chizuk. Sometimes you do something, and you don't see right away the payers of it. So you have, emunah, that Hashem is going to pay you back in Olam Haba. No, but it's a very tangible thing that we could understand that Hashem is Gomel Chasadim Tavim, that sometimes when we do something and it's a chesed nister mamish, no one knew that we arranged this and we did this, Hashem might pay it back, not to us, in a way that we may never know about it. It could be after our lifetime is over. But Hashem could pay back the grandchildren that if they're in a matzav tzara, Hashem will save them, all because of the chesed. Oysa chesed la'alofim, as the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. And that's the Chasadim Tavim. Maisa, it's interesting, there's a great story that Rav Pam writes. Rav Pam has a sefer, Atara Lamelech. He himself wrote the sefer. He told my father once that there's not an extra word in that sefer. So like every word is meduyik, Atara Lamelech, a crown of a king. And he gave it to my father, and he said you could be medayik in it. I mean, he didn't say these words like a medayik in a rishon, but he said it's mamish. I wrote every word very carefully. It was written by himself, not by tamidim and not through cassettes. And not, he himself wrote it, and he writes there a lot of musar, a lot of shmuzim, a lot of stories. And he writes there an amazing story. It's on page Kuf Chaf 120. I have it at home if you want to see it. That Rav Pam writes that he was once in a summer vacation, as Rav Pam being a human being of great stature, but a human being, and he was in a vacation in New Hampshire, he writes, in Hebrew. Nun Yud Vav, you know, like writing Ksuba. And he says he was in a vacation in a hotel in New Hampshire in the summer of 1976. And he says it was a very hot day, and he started feeling very faint. After the kach, it kept on getting worse and worse, until Himamish was like passing out, and he screamed to his wife, get something for me, Atzala, I don't know, something. So she didn't know what to do. She ran across the hall, there was another hotel room, she knocked on a door, or some guy opened the door. She asked if the lady had a fruit. She had only a lemon. She took the lemon, she asked if she could borrow it. She took the lemon to her husband, to her palm. Her palm ripped open the lemon, and sucked the lemon out with all its bitterness, just to get the juice of the lemon, and he said it mamish brought him back to life. And mamish gave him chiyus because he just needed that hydration that was in the lemon, and he sucked it up, and he was able mamish to be saved from fainting through that lemon. And he said that the next day he was talking with his son, and he was telling over the story that happened. It shook him up, and he said that he was like nispal, how he like sucked up that lemon with such gusto that like he said he never saw such a thing that like that Imam took it like the lowest person, you know, like Lahavdil, like to take a food and Imam dig into it and suck it out, every last drop of moisture that was in there. He was like expressing that he was like a little embarrassed about it. And he said, he writes in the Sefer that as I was telling this to my son, I remember that there was one time in my life that I did see someone do this. And it was some 20 years before that. Rav Palm said that he was once visiting a nursing home and he brought along an orange. And he was visiting someone and he asked the person if they wanted an orange and the guy said he didn't want. And he saw that there was a Rav, a Yid, in this nursing home in the bed next to him. And he was eyeing that orange. The person was paralyzed, the half his body. And Rav Palm saw that that person might want the orange. And the person who Rav Palm offered the orange to turned it down. So he turned to the other Yid. He said, you maybe want the orange. And his face mamish lit up. So Rav Palm peeled the orange for him and he gave it to him. He said, that person ate the orange. I never saw a person devour fruit like that in my life. I remember 20 years later, how the person sucked up every drop of moisture in the orange. He ate it like mamish. It was like so amazing to me to see that a human being could get so into a fruit and suck it up. And he said, he writes, that as he was saying this over to his son, and as he was thinking about it, he thought about this Aruch Hayim HaKadosh, that Oysa Chesed La'alofim, that Hashem sometimes pays back a person for many, many years later, in a time a person is in need. And he said, maybe, just maybe, the schar, the reason why I was able to get a hold of a lemon, let's say the neighbor wouldn't have had a lemon, the reason that I was able to have that lemon and suck it up, mamish that way, in a way that was able to be mechayim me and to save me from fainting and passing out, whatever it was, maybe it was because I was mahana, that person, in the nursing home 20 years ago, and gave him that orange. And just like if Hashem would have given me an orange the next day as a payment back, okay, so I would have had an orange, fine. But no, Hashem waits till the most opportune time, till a person comes, l'day choyli, l'day nisa maybe, and then Hashem pays a person back. And he said, that's the oisa chesed la'alafim. And again, that's the idea that we're saying over here, goyim chasadim tovim, according to the Riba Yochar, that Hashem gives us back the chesed in the most opportune time. Here, if Pam himself feels like he noticed that he himself was paid back 20 years later, and if it wasn't him, it would have been his son or his grandson, or whatever it is, the person is paid back. Everything is in the bank. Everything is there. Hashem has a clear account. And Hashem gives it, pays us back when it's in our best interest, and when it's the most opportune time for us. And it could be we could say, based on this Riba Rabbi Yaakov, that that would be the pshat, Kamel Chasadim Tovim La'amo Yisrael. Why the Afka do we mention La'amo Yisrael? Well, the pasuk says, when it says, V'oysa chesed la'alofim, Hashem says, Lo'oy havayu l'shemei mitzvoysai. Who does Hashem pay back, make sure that he pays back in the most opportune time, even for thousands of generations? La'oyavai, to those who love me, u'l'shemei mitzvoysai, and to those who watch my mitzvahs. So it could be that special bechina that Hashem is oisa chesed la'alofim, who pays back the chesed in the most opportune time, is a specifically special hanhaga that Hashem does with oyavai, u'l'shemei mitzvoysai, people who are yidden, who are shemei teiru mitzvahs. And that's why v'sigmaleinu chasadim tovim, which means that Hashem pays us back in the most opportune time, could be ends off with Kamel Chasadim Tevim La'amo Yisrael, because this is a special midah that Hashem treats the Yidden with. Yes. La'oy Havai, Oy Havai, the ones who love me, who L'shamer Mitzvoysai, and the ones who keep my mitzvahs. Okay.